Brazil is now one of the global epicenters of the pandemic, and the country is facing a rising number of cases without a quartermaster at the helm. Brazil currently has no health minister.
Todos os ministros, todos, eu já sei qual é a tua pergunta, você quer dizer o seguinte. Tem que estar afinado comigo. Todos os ministros são indicações políticas minhas.
Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, there saying that any and all ministers are political appointees and must be in line with me. Bolsonaro said this after that health minister resigned on Friday. The World's Jorge Valencia has been reporting on this story. Do we know why the health minister resigned, Jorge?
Yes and no. Now former health minister Nelson Teich did not give an official reason as to why he was stepping down. But we do know that he had not seen eye to eye with President Bolsonaro on some key issues. For example, on President Bolsonaro's decision to relax physical distancing guidelines.
No, isso aí não é atribuição nossa. Isso aí é uma decisão do presidente.
So we have the former health minister here saying, don't attribute that to us. The decisions on physical distancing have come either from presidency or they've come from the finance minister.
So who's going to replace the health minister, someone who just agrees with President Bolsonaro?
It certainly seems that way. I wanted to add really quick that this is now the second health minister that Brazil loses during the pandemic. And we know that on Friday, President Bolsonaro met with an oncologist who has been enthusiastic about the use of chloroquine. So, yep, it does seem like it's likely he will choose somebody who is more in line, as he says, with his point of view.
So just how bad is the coronavirus situation in Brazil, Jorge?
Well, there's a group of independent scientists who are doing their own projections as to the number of cases. Brazil has reported more than 244,000. They're saying it is at least 10 times more than that. Dr. Larissa Laura de Oliveira is with the medical school at the University of Sao Paulo, and she says she's concerned about people being confused.
They are thinking that maybe this is a political issue rather than a health issue, and this is something that we need to deal. It's not only the pandemic.
And Gio Oliveira says the effect is that people will then not take the situation seriously enough, and therefore people will get sick more quickly, and ultimately there will be more people dying from this.
The World's Jorge Valencia with the latest coronavirus news out of Brazil. Thanks very much, Jorge.
Thank you, Marco.